The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with SuperValue Travel Insurance. Don't worry about a thing with great value travel insurance online at supervalue.ie.
Now, it may be more of an American or Australian phenomenon, but many Irish households will have sent or received the round robin letter at Christmas. It's the annual bulletin sent from one family to many others to let them know how the year has gone. Some versions are funny, some are faintly boastful, and a very few are funny. Author Monica McInerney grew up in Australia, and she has drawn on the tradition in her new novel, Hello from the Gillespies. Monica, you're very welcome.
Hello, John.
And I'm just wondering, is this Christmas round robin, we usually associate it with the United States, is it big stuff in Australia?
It is for sure. I grew up in a small town in South Australia, and every Christmas, and generally from about the 2nd of December, they'd start to arrive, and we'd get dozens of them from Australian families, but also from the UK and from America. And I've been fascinated with them since I was a child. I guess because I was a big reader, and these just seemed like, you know, little books coming through the post.
And how long would they be typically?
Well, they varied. Sometimes you'd get just the one page of dot points of, you know, here's how brilliant our family is in dot point version. And then other people, I think the longest we ever got was seriously 20 pages. And it was, you know, almost like a biography of each member of the family. And I loved them. I used to pore over them, and in fact, you know, loved them so much that we started writing a parody version ourselves.
Before we get to the parody version, though, the originals, did they upset you, or did they, were they so boastful about your cousins and friends of about the same age that,
well,
you got a bit upset by them?
I was kind of bewildered by them, really, because I'd be there in the middle of my seven, you know, brothers and sisters and this noisy, you know, ramshackle kind of family, and I'd be reading about these perfect families, all the kids got these great results, they were all marvellous, you know, they were on track for Olympic stardom. And I'd look around at us and think, well, where do we go wrong?
An ordinary bunch. But your
exactly.
mother used to, what shall I say, give you some background.
She did.
Yes, thankfully.
I would question them and say, look, you know, such and such, say Audrey has just won, you know, three horse riding medals. And she said, look, I wouldn't be 100% sure Audrey's even got a horse. And you know, somebody else would write about their very happy marriage. And mum would be great to be saying, actually, they've been fighting since they, you know, the wedding day.
So,
and
she put you right, yes.
She did. But it made it more interesting for me, I think, because I knew that they weren't the full truth, which made them even more fascinating from a kid's point of
what
view.
What was the truth?
Yeah,
yes.
You know, adult secrets are so fascinating when you're a kid.
To get to the bottom of it.
Exactly.
And tell us now about the parody versions then that you used to write.
Well, we got one particular year. I was about 15 or 16, I think, and it was completely over the top about, you know, this incredible, as if they'd come down from the gods, this family, and not only were they beautiful but successful and rich and, you know, happy, etc. And so my little sister and I thought we had to fight back. So we wrote a parody version, which we called the McInerney Report, and had so much fun with it. We did it for the next 10 years, in fact, and it was just full of completely over the top information about all nine members of us.
All you'd achieved.
Oh, our extraordinary charity work, our exotic international travel, our brushes with crime so that we weren't too perfect. We did one that was my favourite, actually. It was around the time that Sydney was being awarded the Olympics. And we wrote a whole McInerney report about the marvellous events that happened after the McInerneys were awarded the bid to host the Olympics in our own small country town.
I see. So you had great fun with them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and actually, we'd love to hear from you, the listener. Do you write these bulletins, these Christmas bulletins? Do you receive them? Have you examples from the American cousins in their matching jumpers, including the pets? Text us on 51551 or email john@rte.ie. I wonder, has email taken over from postcards and letters in the post, Monica?
They have, to my knowledge, they have. Certainly, that, I mean, people just don't often have printers, or, you know, don't know what a post office looks like in the way that you go and post off 100 of these letters. So certainly emails, and people use a lot more photos in them these days. My mum got one recently, actually, and somebody was talking quite elaborately about a medical problem that they had, and they possibly should have left it at that, but they attached all these photographs that you kind of wouldn't want to see first thing in the morning.
Yeah. Well, why do you think, what encourages people to write them, do you think, Monica?
I used to be quite mocking about them and the reasons behind them when I was younger, I think, because I thought, it's just people being show-offy and boastful. But the older I get, and the more I hear the truth behind, you know, what is happening in every family. And the truth is that no family has the perfect life. I think it's about trying for the best for yourself, trying to put the shiny side out that we all try and do. And especially at Christmas time, I think that's the time when you do try and be the best version of yourself, and you look to the future and you look back over the past and you know, try and be the best version of yourself. And I think these letters sometimes are almost a word version of how we're feeling. You know, can we be better, and is this what we should aspire to? So I have a real soft spot for them now.
Yeah, whereas you were parodying them when you were young.
Yeah.
Now, as an adult, you sort of appreciate the motivation behind them.
I do. And I think, as I said before, because now I know that, you know, the letters that Mum used to get, the ones that were the most boastful and the most, you know, look how successful we are, I've since learned, you know, those families weren't, they were going through some terrible times, and it was probably the letter writer trying to say, look, this is all bad, but I can cling on to this, you know, this good thing that's happening. So I see both sides of them now, I think.
I don't think it's a huge tradition in Ireland. Maybe it's come into vogue in recent years, but have you come across it here at all?
A little bit. Not so much, I think. I think Irish people are probably too sceptical about them, I think. But a lot of people I know receive a lot of them from American cousins. And so they've been more the recipients rather than the senders here, I think.
And you've made it one of the themes, the main theme for your new novel. Explain to us.
Yeah, my new book is called Hello from the Gillespies, and it starts a woman called Angela Gillespie, wife of Nick, mother of four kids, and she's been sending these letters for the last 33 years, the shiny versions, you know, everything's going well, the things are great with the kids, etc. It's been a very terrible year for her family. All sorts of things have gone wrong, some comical, some sadder. And she gets writer's block when she's sitting down on the 1st of December to write her letter. And she decides to write a completely truthful version about everything that's gone wrong with the family to get it off her chest, and then she'll write the shiny one. And fate steps in, and it's the very, very truthful one that gets sent out to not just her friends and family, but it goes viral. So the book's about what happens, the comedy and the drama that happens when someone tells too much truth.
Yes, truthful becomes hurtful, perhaps.
Yeah, perhaps to some people.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, when people write them, is there any sense in which they worry that they might be a little bit on the boastful side, or do they just not? Does it not feature with them?
I think sometimes people are aware that they're being boastful. I mean, you know, for all I'm saying that. I adore them all. Of course, there are ones that would drive you mad, and I think there are just some very boastful people. But on that same side, maybe the things are going really well for them. So, I have a friend, and her family received one year, and the two kids were getting into the Olympic team, and the father had done this incredible business deal, and the mother had landed a modelling contract at the age of 60, et cetera, et cetera, and they thought, oh, this is surely not true, but over the next few months in different newspapers, yes, the kids were Olympians. The father had done this deal. So if you tell it as it is, maybe sometimes it is good.
Yes, Maureen has been on to us to say, oh, disaster has struck my Christmas card list, which has been in the same place for 30 years, has gone AWOL. I write loads of cards, but now my memory is missing too. It's a tradition we should keep up. It's expensive, but talk is cheap. I think that's just about the sending of Christmas cards, a wider topic, and people feel that they, should. People who wouldn't come in contact with relatives or friends over Christmas. I think that's what the main thing is now.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, it's interesting because with Facebook and blogs and people keeping, it's the drip feed effect during the year that people, here's a little bit about me all the way through.
Sure.
But I think, interestingly, anecdotally, I'm hearing that people are going back to actually writing these Christmas letters because we all love getting something in the post. And there's something about unfolding that letter tucked inside the Christmas card and getting all the details of somebody else's family.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and you should have a chuckle.
Absolutely.
As well as, a few sighs of admiration or a few shouts of admiration.
I think so. And also most people are very, I describe myself as curious, which a friend of mine said that's a polite way to say you're very nosy. the idea of, complete strangers sometimes telling me everything about their family, I'm thrilled. I'm ripping those envelopes.
Well, it's also good material for your novels
is.
For your writing.
It is.
It's a gold mine. And as I said, we'd love to hear from listeners about their round robin newsletters from family or friends abroad, or the more interesting Christmas cards that they get. Text us 51551 or email john@rte.ie. Well, the book is called Hello from the Gillespies. It's written by Monica McInerney. And Monica, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you, John.
We'll be back in a moment.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.